Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to the Doctors Are In show. Hi, I'm your host, Dax Carlisle from the Tarot Guild, live now in our 16th year here. Oh, my God, 16 years of the Guild. I'm a tarot advisor, numerologist, and life coach coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host. She is a certified life coach and spiritual teacher. And every Friday, she joins me to dispense her wisdom and wonderful tools for life, such as mantras. Yes, that's right. We call her the Mantra Maven. Here she is, live from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hi, Rose. How you doing? That's another Friday.
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody doing? I'm glad to be here. Another Friday. Woohoo!
Awesome. Oh, I'm getting messages in the middle of the show here. Oh, it's Sharona Rapsik. She actually has her show this Sunday, Magic Universe,
right,
here on the network. Yeah, and she says she was just sending a quick message to say I'm going to be listening to you guys today.
Wonderful,
awesome sauce, awesome sauce. Well, we have a bunch of people in the caller queue already, folks. This is the time to get in because we take the calls in the order that they come in. So get your spot right now at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That puts you into the caller queue. That's right. And we'll be going to calls in a little bit here. We're also talking about life coaching. Oh, by the way, some folks asked me before the show about the title, because it says life coaching for tarot readers and other intuitive practitioners. And a little misconstruement there, Dr. Rose. They were like, so you're going to be doing life coaching on the show for tarot readers and intuitive practitioners? And I said, no, the topic is life coaching itself and how it can be used by tarot readers and other intuitive practitioners
right,
in their practice. Yes.
Right.
That's the idea. I see life coaching as like the foundation. And in fact, let's face it, when people come to a psychic, a tarot reader, other types of intuitive practitioners, they're looking for a life coach. They're looking for a counselor, a therapist, a life coach. That's what they're really looking for. But they think that I feel like what's going on in their minds, Rose, is they can't quite bring themselves to go see a therapist because they think,
right,
ew, I need therapy. You know, I mean, it still has a bad mark, even though it's an awesome thing, you know, talk therapy. But they can't quite bring themselves to do that, but they'll go to a life coach or they'll go to a tarot reader or a psychic, you know, but, you know, because there's still that stigma, you know. And over the last, 20, 25 years or so, that's the direction I've seen readings go in. You know, it's not your mama's fortune telling anymore. You know, it's not so much predicting the future as it is giving clients information so that they can make informed decisions on their own and decide their goals, reform their goals. What do you think, Rose?
Yeah, I think it's just, I totally agree. I was just reviewing some of the materials that I have on, you know, life coaching, and it's really, I see it as supportive for them and getting and teaching them certain, you can teach them certain techniques and you know, how to achieve goals and things of that nature. But that is for them to utilize, they get coaching on it. But then once they get it, they're on to the next thing. Like, it's not about, you know, keeping them for the next 10 years. I mean, you can if
that's
you want
right.
to. There's no doubt about it. Coaches don't mind.
Well, that's the
that,
other factor. It's so much faster.
It's about giving them, yeah, it's about giving them the tools so that they can go on and apply that to other things in their lives and be successful, you know.
Well, that's why I was drawn to NLP, EFT, hypnosis, life coaching. It's so much faster, you know. I mean, I started off doing numerology and then tarot, and although I loved it, I got to a certain point where, and this was when tarot coaching became a thing, really. And I noticed this trend, and also I thought to myself, okay, I don't really want to. At first, that I did. You know, I'm like everybody else. It's like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to get some books and learn how to, I'm going to tell your future. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. But after a while, it's not satisfying. After a while, you get to the point where you're like, okay, they can ask me a question like, am I going to get married? Hold on, pulling cards. Yes, you're going to get married. What does that do? How does that empower the client, you know, predicting their future? And then the other thing is the future's not written in stone. If you're the type of reader that, you know, and nothing against the fortune tellers, but, you know, or the psychics, you know, that like to do that. But the future's not written in stone. And you can decide, mm-hmm. because, you know, I feel the real power of tarot and other intuitive practices is being able to say, okay, you're on a certain trajectory that will lead to this potential outcome. Do you want to go there or do you rather go somewhere else? You're giving them information where they're able to make a decision to make different choices and go in a different direction and have a different outcome. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And the other factor about it was that the issues would come up, Rose, and things, and I could give them some information, but then that's where it stopped. And I wanted to be able to help them further. I wanted to help them clear the blocks. I wanted to help them get rid of the fears and phobias, the bad habits. I wanted to help them, you know, install good habits, habits of success, set goals. Remember, we did all those shows on SMART goals a couple months
mm-hmm.
ago at the beginning of the year. Yep. Everybody
That's
go back in the archives. Set out psychictalk.net/Fridays. Scroll back, psychictalk.net/Fridays. That's just our show. And you can scroll all the way back and check out SMART goals. It's going to help you, you know, forming your goals that way. And so I wanted to help people form goals and get the momentum and the motivation, because that's what life coaches do. They create motivation and momentum for people, you see. But I also wanted techniques that were really fast. Like you said about, you know, 10 years of therapy. I want something in 10 minutes, I can break a habit. And that's how I discovered hypnosis, which is really fast, you know, 1, 2, 3, up to maybe 6 sessions tops, not 10 years. I wanted even faster. I discovered NLP, you know, kind of like the younger brother of hypnosis. Some people call it hypnosis mm-hmm. without trance, you know, and 5-10 minutes. There's, in fact, they call it the 5-minute phobia cure. One of the techniques, you know, and there's all these techniques that allow you to. So imagine you're sitting there in a tarot reading, and something comes up, and you can just whip out this technique. It takes 5 minutes, and you finish the reading. And you've changed their life forever, you know. But the foundation for me is life coaching. And on the last show, I think it was the show before last, life coaching had come up. And after the show, we talked about, you know, we should do a show. And we've done shows on life coaching before, but we should do a show where we talk about life coaching in the context of your practice is an intuitive type of practice, a tarot reader, or even a numerologist or a Reiki master. Hell, massage therapists can benefit from learning life coaching. because you get a framework to work within. Oh, by the way, that's very interesting because the entire date today, switching on a tangent off to numerology, I'm a Gemini, folks. Bear with me. June 12th, it's 4 days before my birthday, June 16th, folks. 4/12/2020 adds up to 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. 4 is structure. And isn't that interesting that the numerology of the day is all about creating those plans, developing structure, and then, of course, life coaching is helping people develop plans and goals. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, the card of the day, I might as well just finish up. The card of the day is 8. 8 is abundance in numerology. It's actually the 8 of cups. Cups is emotions. The figure in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card has stacked up all their emotions, basically. They've stacked up all these cups. They've gotten rid of the baggage. They've dealt with it. It's all neatly stacked up. And now they're moving away and onward and upward because they're going up. They've got a walking stick and a traveling cloak on, and they're moving. They're moving up a hill, upwards and onwards. So this is a card about embracing change and the desire for something higher. And that's why you go to a life coach, right, Rose?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, a life coach or, somebody that practices meridian tapping. EFT, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, hypnosis, any of these things, it's a desire for change. It's embracing the change. It's a desire for something higher. It's letting go of things that aren't serving you, moving on, breaking away. So the card of the day, that's the card of the day, the numerology of the day. I think it fits wonderfully with the topic. And, I forgot to mention the 12th. 1 plus 2 is 3. The actual day is a 3 energy. That's creativity and communication. And that's what life coaches do, and tarot readers and other intuitive practitioners and the helping and the healing arts, I like to call them. And especially life coaching is about communication. You're giving a third party perspective, but not in the sense that you're giving them advice or telling them what to do, but rather through the structure of life coaching, you're using communication, asking the right questions, real powerful questions that, draw out some of the, what is it that's holding this person back, and, how to set their goals, and using communication patterns to create motivation and momentum. So as far as life coaching goes, before we talk about spiritual life coaching or being a tarot coach, for instance, we should kind of define this a little bit. We've been doing that so far, Rose, but I'm thinking, traditional life coaching. So we're talking about this structure. And the beautiful thing about life coaching is, you do not need to know anything about what the person is trying to accomplish. In other words, I can coach a rocket scientist, an astrophysicist, or somebody that's working on a project like, building the next SpaceX rocket or something, for Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
I can coach that person through that project and to attain the goals that they're trying to attain in the project without knowing anything about rockets and astrophysics or anything like that, because I'm not giving advice. I'm not giving content. I am coaching. That's what life coaching is. Now, if you're giving advice and you're an expert in a field, and let's say you're an expert in the management and operations of companies, and so you go in and you give advice, you give them knowledge from your knowledge base, and you help them with their business. That's a consultant. And consultants, coaches get confused, Dr. Rose, a lot.
Yeah.
even people that are going into life coaching sometimes think that they're a consultant when they're not. You know, that's not what you're supposed to do in traditional life coaching. They're two completely separate things. They seem similar. However, as a life coach, you're not giving advice. You're not giving them the nuts and bolts, the information, the content. That's a consultant. You have a structure that you're taking them through where they're going to reach goals. One of the life coaching courses that I graduated from uses the CORE method, and it's seven steps. You're connecting with the client. You're collecting information, giving feedback, asking powerful questions, creating outcomes, creating an action plan, getting a commitment to that plan, and then creating momentum. Those are basically the seven steps. And you can adopt this and bring it into any practice. You can study life coaching. And for 16 years now, the Tarot Guild, you know, people are wanting to know, you know, how can I be a better reader? Well, it's not how to read the cards better. Take a life coaching course first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're new to tarot, that's the first thing you should do. Take a life coaching course. There's some really great ones out there now. You know, you could take a $5,000 coaching course, but you don't need to. There's much less expensive ones. We've been promoting one of my colleagues' courses, Dr. Steve Jones. We've been promoting his for, you know, 11 years now. We've been promoting his life coaching course. You took that course too, right?
I certainly did, and I highly recommend it. It's a great course. You know, and it's easy to do. There are videos where he's teaching, you know, the different concepts and things of that nature. Comes with an ebook and all. And it's great, you know. I love it. I need to review it again. I kind of missed it.
Actually,
it was fun.
I need to review that one too.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm moving towards his hypnotherapy and NLP certification courses too, because I promised to finish that this summer.
Do that first,
which
and
I
then
love.
Go back to the
I'm
life
so
coaching.
Excited.
Yes. Well, what I like about another life coaching course I took, which was very expensive, it was a couple thousand dollars, but the difference is that you got five certificates. It was hypnotherapy, time techniques, success in life coaching, NLP practitioner. I mean, everything was in that course. But the whole basis of it was around this, around life coaching, but with the added benefit of having NLP tools, hypnosis, EFT.
Mm-hmm.
EFT was the other certification, the fifth one. And you have all these tools in your tool belt while you're life coaching. So basically, there's a couple of different ways you can implement this. Actually, there's a lot of ways. One is it could be completely separate. You could do your tarot reading, maybe use some of the techniques, but then life coach it. You do life coaching with people too, but it's a completely separate stream of income. I always tell professional readers in the guild, you know, that's what we're all about. The last 16 years with the guild is helping people become better, more abundant professional readers. And by creating multiple streams of income, instead of just doing readings, you're also a life coach. You're also a hypnotherapist. You can help people quit smoking, lose weight, all that. And you create ebooks, and you become a radio host to promote yourself. And and you create other products. You create courses that you teach, you know, and you put all these on autopilot, you know, pre-record these products and just have them for sale. And now you've got 5, 6, 7, 8 different streams of income, you see. So life coaching could be a separate business, a separate stream of income. Or you can integrate, say, your tarot reading or other intuitive practice into the life coaching. So you're doing life coaching with folks, but you have the added benefit of being able to pull cards, do their numerology. By the way, when I was interviewing Dr. Steve Jones, the course that you took, Dr. Rose, that he created, and talking about it, before his client comes in for life coaching or hypnosis, he does their numerology.
Oh, wow.
So he has a...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I was shocked when he told me that because, you know, a decade ago, I think I interviewed him five different times over the years, but, you know, the first time he came on the radio show, you know, 10 years ago, I was interviewing him as a hypnotherapist and a life coach.
Right. Right.
And he just blurted that out, you know, and I'm like, you're kidding me, you know, because that's what I do.
Right.
You know, and I was like, right on, you know. So that's a way of integrating, you know, you could do, they're coming in for life coaching, but you go ahead and do their numerology. When certain things come up, you know, through the life coaching, okay, why are you doing that? Let's pull some cards, you see. Or you could flip it the other way, Rose. You could book somebody for a tarot reading. You're mm-hmm. doing the reading, and then you see where there's something that's they're gonna benefit from life coaching, and something comes up, and it's like, oh well, I can't do that. When did you decide that? You see, you start asking
yeah.
those powerful questions. Yes, yes.
Right.
And you start, and you kind of surreptitiously, or is that the right word? You know, you kind of like, without them noticing, shift from doing the tarot reading into the life coaching structure and say, you know, well, we could set up a goal for that. And
right.
in order to accomplish this, what do you have to do next? And
right.
then what do you have to do? And then what do you have to do? And then get a commitment from the, you know, or if a block comes up, you know, and and maybe it's an emotional block, you know, it's like, okay, 5 minutes here, let's go through a round of EFT tapping. So that's a
yeah.
way you can incorporate it into the readings, or you can do it the other way, incorporate your readings into life coaching. Now, let me finish this up, and then I'm pretty
sure.
much done. I just wanted to say, you know, because we defined life coaching, we defined a consultant, how they're different. Now we throw in the zinger, spiritual coaching or a tarot life coach or whatever mantle you want to use there, they do both. That's the difference between a spiritual life coach and a life coach. The difference between a spiritual coach and a consultant, they do both.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to taking them through the structure of life coaching where you don't need to know anything about, you know, like they're wanting to open a coffee house. I don't need to know anything about running a coffee house or opening a coffee house. I can help them set up their goals and help them get their goals completed, you know, creating motivation and momentum. That's what life coaches do. But as a spiritual coach, I can also bring in numerology, tarot, to gain information, which is the same as what a consultant does, giving them information and advice because of what you're seeing in the cards, as an example. What
mm-hmm.
were you going to say, Rose?
Oh, I was just going to add about Dr. Steve Jones. What I like about him, if you ever get a chance, and this is for the audience, because I know you already know about this, Dax, if you ever get a chance to see some of his programs, I mean, he's done programs on I think he had an ebook on mantras and, you know, how to practice them, as well as astrology and meditations for different, astrological signs and things of that nature. So I'm sure I am not surprised that he does numerology before he meets with him. I'm not surprised at that at all. Because he has a lot of stuff out there, you know, that you know that he has done himself. So, yeah. Dax, are you still there? Uh-oh, I hope we don't have a technical issue.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was talking, but you weren't hearing me because I was on mute. I like to try to mute before I gulp down some water, you know, because it is radio, right, folks? You know,
right.
No, I was saying, what I was saying in response to what you just said is that I found Dr. Steve via, you know, the hypnosis, and started interviewing him mm-hmm. and became a friend of his and a colleague. And I took all of his courses. And it just amazed mm-hmm. me some of the things that he had. You know, I knew he had the hypnosis, and then I discovered the NLP that he had mm-hmm. also, and then mm-hmm. Life coaching, and then I had no idea that he did. He has a course on numerology. He has a course on tarot, I think.
Yeah.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And he has something called Psychic Desire, which is actually psychic development. He's done Law of Attraction with Dr. Vitale from the movie The Secret. I mean,
right.
It just goes on and on and on. You know, he was on Millionaire Bachelor or one of those reality TV shows as well.
Yeah, he was. But what as was he there as a hypnotherapist? I thought he was one of the bachelors
when he spoke
about it. I thought, oh, he must have been a bachelor. But I think he was a hypnotherapist or something.
Both. He was one of the millionaire bachelors on one season. And then on another season, he was a hypnotherapist that came in to work with them during the show.
So did he have a real love connection? Or
I never saw it, so I don't know. I really would like to see it. You know, maybe it's in rerun somewhere. I'm not sure. Hey, let's send people
other than being in the show.
Right. Well, he was on the show after I had interviewed him, you know, multiple times, but this was years ago, and the show was after that, and I haven't had him back on the show, so I haven't been able to ask him about that.
Okay.
I don't think he had a love connection. Anyway, but I was just curious, so I went on our psychictalk.net website, which is the website for the network, folks, and because I wanted to look up, I have actually a page on his life coaching course, and I just wanted to double check on something here because it's a $675 course, but we always have it on sale for like $77 or $78 or something. It's really close to either the number of cards in the tarot deck or close to it or something like that. But I think it's half off that now or even less. And I'm going over here. Okay, so you'll find our page. All you got to do is open a new tab in your browser. Type in psychictalk.net. psychictalk.net/coach. Yeah, and I just double-checked, and believe it or not, he had put this on sale a while
mm-hmm.
back. It's a special offer.
A long time back.
I think it was before the current health crisis hit, and I think he forgot to take it down. So guess what, folks? You guys all get to benefit from the fact that Steve forgot to take this down. And I just found it. If you go over to our page, psychictalk.net/coach, and click to enroll, you can read all about the course on this page, and it's 95% off. He has it for $39, even less than what we sell it for on the website right now. It's on sale for $39. And by the way, it's been that way since January, you know. He tends to put this course on sale at the beginning of the year so people can start a new profession, Dr. Rose. You know, it's like take the life coaching course in January and through 2020, you know, become a great life coach. He put it on sale in January, and he forgot to take it down. Here it is June, 6 months later. It's still on sale. For $39 instead of $675, 95% off. So go over there, psychictalk.net/coach. And by the way, on that page, you can see all the people. I mean, Dr. Rose, Sharona Rapsik, Sue Schumacher, who used to be one of our hosts, Mary Brown, Catherine Hahn. Mary's our host on tomorrow's show, Catherine Hahn on Mondays, Sharona on Sundays. I mentioned her a little earlier in the show. All of our hosts have taken this life coaching course. And over the last 11 years, literally thousands of members of the Tarot Guild, the International Association of Angel Practitioners, listeners to our radio shows have taken this very same
course. And, here it is. Usually $675, $77. Yeah, normally it's 89% off. We offer it on our site for $77, but it's still $39. So go over there, check it out. You can click on the click to enroll button and go over there, and Steve explains the whole course, explains all about life coaching, and you can enroll for just $39. What a deal. Mm-hmm. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So some of the things that that you learn and how this differs from just being a reader, for instance, is the asking powerful question, which actually helps you with drawing the right cards and everything too, Rose, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know, a tarot reading, I like to say a tarot reading is only as good as a question. Yeah. And I used to reframe every question to make it empowering for the client, because I was told that's what you're supposed to do. You know? I've since stopped doing that. I let clients ask the question they want to do. I pull cards on it. We talk about that. And then naturally other questions arise that are more important.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the way you do that in life coaching is you stay away from the whys. Asking why questions rarely produce powerful results. Why focuses on motivation, which is it's okay because you need the motivation, but it can be important. But what questions that start with what focus on solutions, and that's really what you want to be asking. You know, things like what's important to you about that? What do you want? What could prevent you from achieving this goal? You know, things like that. And then action-oriented. Thinking about results isn't enough. Your client has to take action to achieve their outcomes. Your questions should always lead the client towards some kind of action. What will you do by the next week to ensure this step in the goal happens? Something like that.
Right.
What other options do you have? You know, when they come up with a roadblock, well, how do we go around the roadblock? What other options do you have? What in the situation are you unwilling to change? What can you learn from this? What will you do differently next time? Okay, this happened. What will you do differently? You know, and that's why I think life coaching is such a strong foundation for doing reading.
It is.
Because it teaches you all of it. What do you think, Rose?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think it's more of a holistic approach. It provides that for the tarot reader to be a life coach. So it's not just a predictive, yes, you'll get married or no, you won't. But you look more deeply. And then also it helps you to, life coaching helps you to really listen and identify what the issue is. So like you said, in terms of doing an action. So if a client agrees, I will take such and such action by the time we meet next week. And then when you meet the following week and you ask them about their action and they didn't take it, okay, then what are the obstacles? What are the issues? What is coming up for you that prevented you from taking that step? And that could be anything from their own, you know, I don't know, self-value, self-worth, fear, lack of courage, whatever you want to call it. Or it could be something else. You know, something else might have popped up in their life and they're having to deal with that. And so you help them to navigate that. And I think that's really valuable as a tarot reader. It's not just enough to say, well, this person doesn't like that you're doing this and they're spreading rumors about you and that's it. You know, what about, okay, so what can we do about this situation? You know, like tarot I love because they, like you said, it's not, the future is never written. It's more of if things, you know, continue the way that they are, possibly this would happen or this is more likely to happen. But you just don't want to just kind of blah, here it is, right? you want them to get better. You want them to be able to navigate their situation better. You want to be able to help them to move through obstacles and problems in order to achieve what they want. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So after you're asking these powerful questions, it leads you to where you can create an outcome for the person. And you could slip in goal there, creating goals. In NLP, we don't like to use the term goal. We like to use outcome. So now you're creating the outcome instead of just predicting it with the cards, you see. And actually, maybe we should do a whole show on the difference between outcome versus goal. I don't want to go into it now because we're going to go to the calls in a second here. But that then allows you to create an action plan because you take the goal, which might be a year away, and then you backwards figuring out the steps that lead up to the goal. Because goals are big. You want to break them into steps. And then if any of the individual steps are big, you break that step into smaller steps.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more accomplishable. And then so you create this action plan, and then you know you get all the way down to, okay, and to get here, what do you have to do 6 months from now? To get here, what do you have to do 3 months, 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, 1 week from now? What do you need to be doing tomorrow as the first step, you see? And then you're writing this all down, and then you're getting the client to sign off on this. You're getting the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And then number seven, you create momentum. And the difference in this core method is, like I said earlier, how it, in addition to life coaching, you're going through the life coaching process, but you're incorporating NLP techniques, hypnosis, EFT, whatever you need to use to allow them to create momentum and motivation. And that's what you do at the end there is you're going through a process creating motivation, for instance. Motivation is just a state. And as we've talked about on the show before, you can have any state you want, any time you want. All you have to do is simply go back to a time when you had that state, whatever it is you're trying to achieve. When were you motivated before? Think of a time when you were really motivated or felt powerful. And then there's a little work around it because sometimes, you know, you ask that question of a woman, and sometimes women will actually say, you know, I cannot think of a time I felt powerful in my entire life. And which is a terrible statement on the state of affairs of our society. I think everybody should be able to feel powerful and empowered, you know. So what do you do in that situation? Well, you ask them, do you know somebody who's powerful? And you're able to piggyback on that and have them step into that person, see out of that person's eyes, hear what that person hears, feel what that person feels. It's not as good. You see how that works? But it's not as good as going back to a time when you felt empowered or motivated. You know, you just graduated from high school, or maybe you were valedictorian and you're making the speech and you're up there, you know, or you just got this award, or, I don't know.
Right.
You just won at bowling. You just hit 400 or something. I mean, whatever it is, you know, and you can go back to that just simply by floating into your body at that time when you had it, feel what you felt, see what you saw, hear what you heard. And then you can anchor it. We've talked about that on this show, too, with the NLP.
Right.
You can anchor it to a part of your body. Typically, we use the first knuckle or one of the knuckles of the non-dominant hand usually. So you could fire it off. You could also put it on your earlobe. You know, do you remember Carol Burnett used to always, at the end of the show, pull on her earlobe? She was saying hi to her mom that way. And nobody knew it till she revealed the secret. I don't know if you remember that.
No, I don't.
Well, it's because I bring that up because people didn't notice it for years of her show. Well, that's a way you can anchor. And so, you know, instead of holding your fist out and you take your finger on your right hand and you're putting it on the first knuckle, and really, you know, in public, it looks a little weird. But, you know, you're at a board meeting. But if you anchor it to your earlobe, you can just, you know, kind of tilt your head, grab your earlobe, put your hand back down. No one even notices. Everybody does things like that. Their head, whatever, you know. So anchor to an earlobe, that's another way, or on your shoulder or your knee or, you know, something like that. And it's basically getting into that state, getting as intense as you can, and then touching the knuckle, for instance, for at least 5 to 15 seconds, and then let it go. And you can do what's called stacking anchors, which is when you then go, okay, you know, come out of that. Can you think of another time where you felt really motivated and powerful? Maybe you were younger. Maybe you were older than the first time. You know, and have them step into that moment and anchor right. it. And, you know, you could stack it 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And so every time you fire that off, man, you're motivated or feeling powerful or feeling confident. You know, you're going out on the stage to do that speech, you know, and you fire off that anchor, you know, touch your knuckle, grab your earlobe, and boom, you know. So this helps in the life coaching because you're creating, you create the momentum usually by taking the client through a forward future pacing. And you usually do both the negative and the positive. You're going, you're future pacing to a time in the future where you have not accomplished this goal. You know, I mean, that's right. one way to get rid of the, my mind's just blanking here, Rose. What's the opposite of motivation? It's when you procrastinate. That's what I wanted. So you're
right.
So if you're feeling like you're going to procrastinate, or you know this person has that issue, you know, you future pace, okay, you've procrastinated, not done it now. Now it's 6 months, a year later. And, yeah. you know, what negatively has happened? How's that impacted? Then you bring them back, and then you future pace to where they've accomplished it now. What's their life like 6 months, a year from now? And that creates
right.
motivation. And then, you know, there's also creating momentum. And that's simply by breaking the goals down small enough and having them achieve it. You know, that's part of your job as a life coach is getting them motivated so that they will do those things. Each one of the accomplishments, the little steps, creates and builds momentum, because momentum is a habit, or can become a habit. It you know, anything that you experience with repetition can become a habit. Now, when you say habit, people think bad habits like smoking or whatever, but this is a good habit, the habit of success. Okay. And that's what you're mm-hmm. trying to achieve as a life coach. And as a spiritual life coach or a tarot life coach, you have the added benefit of using the tarot within the structure of life coaching, or using these mm-hmm. life coaching techniques within the structure of doing a tarot session. So there you go. That's what we wanted to give everybody an explanation of this. You know, what is a tarot coach? What is an intuitive coach? Spiritual coach. You hear these terms nowadays a lot, Dr. Rose.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to add something, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
So you were talking about the courage thing and, you know, having a person remember a time where they felt powerful, felt, you know, that they had a lot of courage. And as you said, sometimes people don't ever have that, you know, experience. And what's interesting is that being a spiritual life coach, there's actually a technique that you can use where they take someone that they see as being full of courage in front of a stage. Like, let's say Oprah Winfrey, for example, right? You know, she doesn't have a problem talking in front of a stage audience, no matter how big it is. and you actually kind of put that person on, you know, and you kind of walk around. This is done kind of like in a meditative state, you know, imagination. But you put that person on, and you walk around and feel what it feels like to have that kind of courage. That's something, that's one of the added benefits of being a spiritual life coach. So if a person really has never had an experience of being powerful or whatnot, you can always have them put the persona on of someone that they know, that they're familiar with, who has that kind of courage, and they can walk around. I've done it before. It's very powerful. It's a very powerful experience. It's just it really changes things for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I'm answering Charlotte in the chat room, and she's like, "Who's Dr. Rose talking about?" I'm like, "I don't know when you asked this question, you know." So I don't know if you're talking about, you know, she just mentioned Oprah Winfrey, or did you ask this an hour ago? I don't know.
I'm not
oh my. This is one of those intense shows where, you know, we're not just doing readings the whole show, where we're presenting a topic. And, you know, when we're on a roll, we can't be reading the chat room, unfortunately, while we're trying to get out this information. So, yeah, we just wanted to, we know we have a lot of people in the audience that are tarot readers or budding tarot readers and other practitioners, Reiki masters and crystal healers and intuitive practitioners and numerologists and astrologers, and you name the gamut. And, you know, we just wanted to put out there for everybody how powerful it is adding life coaching to your practice. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between life coaching and, say, consulting or just doing tarot reading, as an example, and how you can incorporate it, and how there's different ways you can incorporate it. You can incorporate your current practice within a life coaching session, or you can put life coaching and NLP and EFT and other tools in your tool belt within your tarot reading, as an example. You know, and there's a lot of great courses out there. I highly recommend mm-hmm. Dr. Steve's, of course. Go over to psychetalk.net/coach. And check that out. However, I always tell people, you know, we promote a lot of his courses, and people ask me, you know, oh, I'm confused. I don't know where to go first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell them, you start with the life coaching course and then study NLP. And the reason why I say that over hypnosis is NLP doesn't require any kind of formal trance. In the middle of a tarot reading, in a conversation with a client, you can throw in NLP techniques, and you can do what they call conversational hypnosis, where you're doing NLP techniques, where you're doing what they call sleight of mouth instead of sleight of hand. You're communicating in such a way that you're able to reframe things, and so the mm-hmm. linguistics part of NLP is very powerful for tarot readers and psychics and other intuitive practitioners, you know. So I always say, do the life coaching first, take the NLP, then EFT, emotional freedom technique, tapping, then hypnosis last, because you're most likely going to do hypnosis as a separate modality. You may not even do it at all, but it's still mm-hmm. It's still worth learning gnosis, because it teaches you how the subconscious mind works. And you see, and you get that from NLP too, but that's how tarot works. Tarot works through the mm-hmm. subconscious mind, because our subconscious mm-hmm. mind processes in images and symbols, not in words, you see. So it's NLP and hypnosis will greatly help your tarot reading. It fits like a glove. But always start with the life coaching. And I don't want to harp on, you know, just taking Steve's courses, because you can go on Udemy. And
that's true.
For very little money, you could take a life coaching course, an EFT course, an NLP course, a hypnosis course, and maybe you spent $50, if that.
And let me, if you don't mind me interjecting about Udemy, there's a secret. So I want to tell people, especially some of the courses can be expensive, like hundreds of dollars. But Udemy, every month, will put their courses on sale. And it's usually like $27 and under. So get on their email list and wait until they, get their app. And then they will tell you when the courses are on sale, and then that's when you buy it. So I just wanted to give people that tip if you're trying to save money.
Oh, that is a great idea, great idea. One trick that piggybacks on that is you go to the website, you look through course, you sign up first, get on their mailing address, look through the courses. You have created an account, look through the courses, and start I don't know what their system is, liking or hearting or favoriting certain courses that you want to take.
Yeah. Put it on
their
wish
system,
list. Yeah.
The wish list. Yeah, their system and algorithm takes note of that. And when they have a sale coming up, and even sometimes when there is no sale going on, they will send specials directly to you in the email, you see. And you can get stuff, between 10 and 15 bucks, 20 bucks tops, and take these courses and put all these tools in your tool belt. And I mean, you will be, the go-to tarot reader or practitioner,
That's right.
If you can not just predict someone's future, but you can say, is that where you want to go? You want to go somewhere else? Imagine, so you're in a tarot reading and something emotional comes up, Rose, and, we always tell all of our professional tarot readers, you have your seating there in your office and you have a big box of Kleenexes because it's going to happen. It's going to happen, Wouldn't it be great that, besides handing them the Kleenex box and they pull the Kleenex out to blow their nose, besides that, you can go through a tapping session in under 3 minutes and tap away that emotion completely instantly.
Wow. Wow.
That's the difference.
Oh, by the way.
Go ahead. That's the difference between being a tarot reader and a tarot life coach. Any of the practitioners, the difference between being a spiritual life coach and just a life, you're putting all these things together. It's so much more powerful. What were you going to say, Rose?
I was going to say I'm on the Udemy site right now at udemy.com, and their courses are as low as $12.99. So the sale is going on right now, but it's only about 5 or 6 hours. So that they're going to have it. So if you guys are really interested in this, you definitely want to hop on it. And again, they do this every month. So if you can't make it at the time, or if you're listening to us this recording afterwards, Udemy always puts these courses on for a low price at least once a month. So just hang in there and it'll pop up. Put it on your wish list like Dax was talking about, and then they'll go on sale. And then you can just, go log in and get your courses. They have a lot of great courses, too.
Oh, God. My big problem is that I don't know where to stop. I want to take every course in every modality that I'm interested in, and that's another thing, too. I'm glad you brought that up because it brings this up. Don't take just one life coaching course. Take Dr. Steve's and then go on Udemy or Udemy, however you want to say it, and take two or three more. Because you're going to learn something in every single one of those, and everybody does things a little differently, and you can get a more rounded education, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, definitely, take more than one course, I just promote Dr. Steve's because I've been promoting it forever, and he's a friend of mine, so, and I think it's a great course.
I didn't know
and
you two
even,
were friends. I'll have to – that's so special.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yep. What was I going to say? Charlotte was saying there's no time restraints to finish with Udemy, which is nice. Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
I know Charlotte. She'll buy She'll buy a dozen courses, and it'll take her a dozen years to get through the dozen courses.
I'm the same way. I have like 50 courses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she said something else Charlotte said in the chat room was, I'm loving this show. So there you go. We got a thumbs up. I've missed Charlotte. I used to call her Char Char. Hi, Char Char. You know, she used to be one of our super, super regular listeners. And then over time, she finally came on the network and she was a host for a while. And I haven't seen her for a while, but now she's back. She's in that chat room, which, by the way, completely forgot at the beginning of the show to let you guys know to come over to thetarotguild.com/chat, where you can chat with us in the chat room. Oh, gosh, let's see, 714-816-4628 if you want to chat with us today. And we're going to get to some calls here. If we don't have time to get to your call today, because I know this show was really packed with information, sometimes we do shows like this, folks. We're going to be on, Mary and I, tomorrow, taking your calls on the Tarot Today radio show. Sharona Rapsik will be on Sunday, and of course, Dr. Rose and I will be back next week. Actually, Rose, as long as I'm just throwing it all out, I was going to ask you to do the upcoming shows, but I just basically gave the upcoming show. I'm on a roll today.
Yeah.
So let me just tell.
Go with it.
Let me just tell everybody real quick that tomorrow's the 13th. We're doing tarot deck care. So, you know, during this whole corona thing, have you been cleaning your cards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully you've been doing long distance readings where it doesn't matter. They're not going to touch your cards. And I don't let people shuffle my cards anyway. But let me just say, well, we're going to talk all about tarot deck care, which includes cleaning, but also clearing, you know, energy-wise, and storing your cards on Tarot Today Radio. Mary Brown and I tomorrow, plus open lines and tarot meeting readings. And then on Sunday, the magic of mantras with guess who? The guest is going to be Dr. Woo-hoo. Rose Wilkerson with Sharona Rapsik, the Sunday Magic Universe. Da, da, da. You know, I almost forgot about that. I'm going to have to listen in on Sunday. It's also Flag Day. I got to do the flag burning ceremony, the flag retirement ceremony at my American Legion post. I'm the vice commander, so I'm in the ceremony, so I have to do that on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Monday, June 15th, the day before my birthday, Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs, followed by The Divine You Part 3 on Compassionate Light, Healing, and Guidance with Catherine Hahn. And then it's you and I back again. The doctors are in Friday, June 19th. It's going to be open lines and calls all show long. So call in early next Friday because we're just going to start taking calls. No topic.
Yeah.
All righty. So let's take some calls, Dr. Rose. And if there's time, I know we didn't do your mantra of the week. If there's time, we can squeeze that in. Let's see who's been waiting the longest out there, though. God, it's almost the end of the show. I hope we can squeeze a couple in here. Area code 203. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, are you there still?
I am. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
I thought you'd be asleep by now or something.
You know? No, it's been so interesting. My goodness. I was wondering if I should. Oh, yeah. And I guess I can still ask my question, but it'll be a different reading on your part. I initially thought,
okay,
well, maybe I can't ask my question anymore, but
Oh, sure you can.
Okay. Well,
before you do that, let me go ahead and get your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Pat in Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hi. Hi. And I just wanted to see where my son and I will progress now in our relationship. It's continually growing and healing, sometimes with, you know, epic changes and difficulties, but I'm hopeful it will continue to grow. And I've got a 2-year-old granddaughter, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of that with the Five of Cups. We call that literally the crying over spilt milk card. It's sorrow, loss, broken relationships, disillusionment in that area. However, getting the Six of Wands, that's really positive. That means you're going to be successful. You're going to get there. You know, it's going to take a little bit of time, and I'm going to see if I can come up with – I'm not getting good timing cards here, Dr. Rose. I'm going to see if I can get a timing card for this and see what comes up. Okay, I'm working on this here. Justice. Why am I – okay, so the main focus is the Justice card, which is about harmony, balance, resolution of conflicts, arbitration. It seems like this needs to happen first.
Yeah.
It's the main focus. You got to return to like a balanced relationship, harmony. What ends up happening is you get to the Six of Cups. And remember I said the Six of Wands, that's the success card. This Cups card is also a six. Six is success in numerology, but it's also family and hearth and home. It's a return to balance after the chaos of five. And we just had the five card, the Five of Cups. That's the situation, how it was, but now you're progressing out of that, and the main focus is justice. How can you find a resolution to where you can get back to harmony and back to that Six of Cups? Because the Six of Cups is the nostalgia card in tarot, and it's returning to those earlier days when it was harmonious family, you know, life and things like that, you know. And that's what you want to get back to, is that. Tarot tends to be multi-layered, so I have a feeling that an aspect of this card is not only talking about what to focus on in order to get back to it. We talk a lot about that on the show. Dr. Rose and I do a lot of Law of Attraction where it's, you know, instead of focusing on the way the situation was or currently is or moving out of, focus on what you want to draw in, okay, which is this way, the way it was in the nostalgia. However, there's a thing about nostalgia. There's the other side of the coin where we don't make progress in the reality of now because we're focused too much on the way it was and can no longer be. Okay, so at the I know it's almost not jiving there because it seems like it's opposite things, you know, seek the nostalgia yet resist the nostalgia. No. Okay. Sounds confusing, but it's not really. What you're doing is you're aiming for not the exact circumstance, but yet the same feeling of harmonious balance, which is what the Justice card is talking about.
Okay. I get that.
Yeah. Now, is your son an air sign? One of the air signs?
No, he's not.
Gemini or something?
He's Cancer, but he's got maybe Gemini Venus.
Ah, okay, yeah. There's a card coming up, the Page of Swords, which Swords, of course, is thoughts and ideas. And sometimes the Page of Swords, that's actually one of my birthday cards, not birth cards, which is a different topic that we did on Tarot Today Radio a couple weeks ago. Go listen to that in the archive. Great show Mary and I did on birth cards. But it's one of the cards that's associated with Gemini and other air signs as well. You know, so my next question, if he wasn't an air sign, I was going to ask if you were an air sign or if he had a, you know, rising or something like that, that was Gemini or something like that, because it's showing up and it's, you know, talking about, you know, the Page of Swords is a graceful, insightful, you know, thinker, great negotiator, diplomatic, dexterous, has penetrating insight and curiosity, sometimes a little aloof. I've been accused of that. And objective, really good with electronic communications, which is me. I'm all about, you know, websites, radio, obviously, cell phones and laptops and pads and how everything works and, you know, that kind of thing. I feel like this is it's aiming at the diplomacy aspect of, you know, being diplomatic with this and, you know, not trying to have things exactly how they were with the Six of Cups, but with that same harmony, returning to that harmony and balance and equanimity and resolving the conflicts and everything like that. And I wasn't getting good timing cards. The Page of Swords is actually in the timing card spot. And in my numerology, pages are actually 11, card 11. However, I decided, you know, I'm going to pull a couple more cards, see what comes up. So the Queen of Coins comes up, another court card, which is talking about, that's the nurturer, you know. And so another clue to what you should do, Pat, that you should be exuding that nurturing. You know, when people are looking for the next romance, you know, I always say, yeah, stop looking and start being. You know, exude the love you want to attract in. In this case, this is literally the mother card to me, because the Queen of Coins, she looks just like what my mother looked like when I was young, the first, 20 years. And she's, you know, she's kind of sitting in her throne, looking down, her head tilted down at the pentacle, the coin, and she's holding it in her arms, you know, like you would hold an infant. You know, it's the nurturing card. You want to exude that nurturing. And then the last card is the Sun card. And you can't get a better card in tarot. You know, that's saying if you go through all of this, you're going to get to that justice, balance, the Six of Cups, the Six of Wands, the Success card. And the interesting thing is in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, it's a baby on horseback.
Yeah.
So there's the child that was in, you know, the Queen of Coins lap. So at the same time, be the nurturer, but, you know, let them get on the horseback and follow their own passions. The baby is, you know, unbelievably holding a giant flag pole with a swirling, like, flag draping down that's crimson. You know, it's like it's the color of passion. So you have to let him follow his passions.
Right. Right, right.
And nurture that and not try to have things as they were with the Six of Cups, while at the same time trying to return to the harmony and balance. Card 19, 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. So, as a timing card, we're talking about this could happen really quickly if you start working on this. It could be, because it reduces to 10 and 1, somewhere between 1 month to 10 weeks in that time frame over this summer, things can get, you know, you said that they were starting to progress and get better, but they can get really, really better in the next 10 weeks. And as quickly as a month.
Okay.
So I hope
want
that helped
feedback?
You out, Pat.
It did.
Yes, absolutely.
It's
go
really
ahead.
Well, I just sent him a very long letter, and it's really in his hands now. And he very well may shut me out for, as you say, a month, 10 weeks, even longer. And I'm stepping back, and what I'm going to do at this point is just, you know, pray for him. For us, but he needed this more than for many, 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 many years. But ultimately, the best it's for him. So, it's epic. It's huge. It's very hard to walk through this right now. I just have to get back to faith, but that's promising what you say.
It's looking good to me. I didn't get any negative cards except for the Five of Cups, merely describing in the beginning of the reading, in the beginning of the spread, it was describing the situation to some extent.
I think that's happening probably right now. He probably just got the letter yesterday. And he is stubborn, and I know he does not want to see things. So it may be,
By the way, can I tell you something?
Yeah, please.
Real quick. Because what you just said jived with something. When you look at the Page of Swords, it's one of the few court cards where the Page or the Knight, or, you know, where they're not looking at the object. Normally, they're studying the pentacle. They're looking at the staff. In the Page of Swords, he's holding the sword, the thoughts and ideas. He's holding it aloof. Aloof? Aloft. Aloft.
Yeah. Aloft. Aloof.
Either way. Yeah, because I said aloof earlier as a descriptor of the card,
right.
And I've been accused of being aloof occasionally. But no, holding it aloft, but he's looking away. He doesn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's terrific. Right on.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Well,
everything you
thanks
said.
Thanks for the call, Pat.
Thank you very much. Great show. Thank you both.
Take care, Pat.
Awesome.
Thank you. Bye.
That was great. That was great. And you see how the numerology came in? I know this is a little different for, you know, the way I work for some readers. And if you're new to tarot and you really, really want to get an in-depth, deep understanding of tarot, you need to study numerology too. And that's why my course is called Tarot by the Numbers. Numerology is the numbers are the framework, and you learn the numerology and the tarot at the same time. And so I wanted to mention real quickly that we ended our spring sale, but now that we're in summer, I've launched the Sizzling Summer Sale. We do one every year, all summer long. So people can get our courses and other offerings at a discount and study over the summer and things like that. And it's 25% off everything right now. So you can go to thetarotguild.com/learn and learn about my course. And if you want to enroll, click enroll now. And on the enrollment page, just pop in the coupon code, the discount code, summer25, all capitals on summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, summer25. That discount code will take 25% off. It's regularly $78, the number of cards in the tarot deck. But I think when it takes 25% off, don't quote me, but I'm thinking it's $58.50 when it does the discount. So just $58.50 to enroll in my course at thetarotguild.com/learn. And for those that are already professional readers, you know, you can join the Tarot Guild and get your CTR Tarot Certification, Certified Tarot Reader. It's included in your membership for a year. Be sure to check mark because there's a monthly and an annual. The certification process is only included in the annual membership. Normally $78, but it's 25% off too. So $58.50. When you take that 25% off, when you use the discount code SUMMER25 at thetarotguild.com/join, and you'll find all this on the website, just going over to thetarotguild.com. Oh, by the way, I mentioned this last week, Dr. Rose, that I had some people contact me. They said, do you have a certification course? I'm like, of course we have a certification course. Here's the course. And but they were thinking that the certification was included in the course. And I explained to them, actually, we have our separate, you know, we have multiple levels of certification at the Guild. The first level, CTR, is included in your membership. And the reason why we separate the course and the membership is because some people are already professional leaders, professional readers. They don't want to take a whole nother course, right? And
mm-hmm.
so they just want to pay less for their membership. And because we used to charge $197 for the membership, the certification, and the course together. And we decided to separate them out and make them each $78. And that way it was more affordable. And people that just wanted to join the guild, the premium membership, get their certification, could. Those that were brand new that wanted to take the course first could. And then they could become a member and get certified later. Well,
mm-hmm.
People were asking me about that, you know, yesterday. I said, but even though this is on sale, each of those for 25% off, if you want to get both now, if you want to enroll in the course and get your membership and certification in a package deal and get an additional $18 off, just contact me after the show. Send me a message on Facebook, Dax Carlisle. You'll see us on our groups, the Tarot Guild, with, God, what, we have almost 6,300 members on there now. Just type in Tarot Guild and look for the group, and you'll see posts from me, Dax Carlisle. Contact me through Facebook, or otherwise send me an email, dax@thetarotguild.com, and I'll give you that special discount. So instead of $58.50 mm-hmm. and $58.50, I don't know what that is, Rose. I think it's like $17. $117. I'm going to give you $18 off. It's going to be, let's just do $97. I don't know how much that is off, $20 off or something. Yeah, we're just going to do $97 for both. Just contact me. It's a special deal only for people listening to the radio shows. You won't find this on the website, so be sure to contact me. So there you go. Wanted to mention that. Remember, if you do go in and buy either of those separately, use that Summer25 discount code to get the 25% off. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Who's been waiting the longest here? Area code 215. Caller, where are you? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Natalie. I knew it. That used to be my... That used to be my area code, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if she's actually in. You know how people, nowadays it's different. You can have a 215 area code and be in Washington State right now because the way phones work now. But, yeah, I was all excited. A Pennsylvania call. You know, we don't get enough of those.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Natalie?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good, really good. Do you got a question for us? What can we do for you today?
So I'm currently pregnant, and I just wanted to see, basically where me and the father are going to end up at.
Okay. Let's take a look at the – oh, my God. Okay. Ooh, that's weird. So there's actually two court cards coming in representing two different guys. The Page of Swords, which is the card that I got with Pat, the last caller, and then the King of Swords also shows up. So the Page of Swords would – probably be someone chronologically younger than you or around the same age, and then the King of Swords is some older person, and that could be anything from your father, his father, to an older person that you're interested in beyond this, you know, the father of the child. I don't know what this is because, you know, hey, I only got 2 minutes with you on the phone here, you know, for a quick mini reading, but I just want to point that out. And you may have to figure that out on your own, you know, after we get off the air here, what this is meaning. But that's the first thing I'm struck with. Why are there these two guys showing up?
I don't know. I know he's been, accusing me of cheating on him, but I don't know if that's why.
Okay. And, yeah, that's actually showing up, Seven of Swords, which is manipulation, tactics, cunning, evasiveness. It's going behind someone's back. It's stealing from someone. It can mean a lot of different things. But, when you said that, you know, typically you get, like, one of the cards you'll get is the Three of Swords, which is very traditionally, you know, like a love triangle type situation. This one is very similar, but the energy is slightly different. It's things going on behind the scenes that are not being seen. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. And for some strange reason, I swear I shuffled, Dr. Rose, but remember the Six of Cups from Pat's reading? It shows up again.
Oh, did that come out? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this is literally the nostalgia card. It's like literally right in the center. It's the central focus of the whole thing. Gift received, a renewed friendship, gift from an admirer, nostalgia, childhood issues coming to the surface. That's a lot about what this can mean, okay? And then I got the Two of Swords. This is, yeah, swords are ideas and thoughts. So this is when two different ideas are at cross purposes. And the figure in the card, she's blindfolded. She really can't, you know, doesn't want to look at the situation and make a decision. Or the blindfold is preventing her to see which path to take. So that energy is coming up too. I don't know if any of that resonates with you. So basically,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and looking at your overall question and looking at these cards, there's more negative cards than positive cards, you know. So looking at it, if I was doing a yes-no reading, you know, is this going to work out at some point and things are going to be more, you know, become more positive or, you know, the possibility of getting back together, all that kind of thing. I'm getting two no's, three yeses. Whenever I get three yeses or three no's or two yeses or two no's, it's really up in the air. It could so go either way now. Either way.
Okay.
Right now it's leaning towards not a good outcome. And I don't like the sugarcoat thing, so I'm just going to tell you. You know,
I need to know.
Yeah. And this whole thing with the Seven of Swords, when I first looked at that card, remember, you know, you mentioned about, you know, him potentially or already did, like, or might be accusing you of, you know, cheating or something like that. But I got to tell you, when this spread came up and I saw that card, the first thing that came to my mind was not you. It was him. That there's something going on that is behind the scenes that you're not seeing.
All right.
Yes. And one last thing I want to leave you with is there are, out of five cards that I pulled, four of them are swords cards. There's an abundance of swords cards. There's one cup card, which is emotions and relationship, things like that. There's no wands. Passion is completely missing from this reading. There's no pentacles, okay? So it's not really anything to do with abundance, physical things, financial things. It's all about thoughts and ideas that's causing the issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting, and I know it's not a lot and it's very short. You know, that's why we call these mini readings. We can only, you know, do so much. We can't pull lots of cards and delve into it over like a half hour or 40 minutes like we would with a normal private reading, you know. But I hope this at least gives you some food for thought and, you know, no pun intended because I said swords and it's all about thought. But, you know, in some areas you're overthinking, or he's overthinking or something. But in other areas, you kind of need to think about it. You need to step outside the box, outside your comfort zone, and really take a good look at this. And I hope it gives you some, you know, food for thought and to really, you know, take a look at what's going on.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye, Natalie. So, Rose, you know, that's one of the interesting things that we don't talk a lot about is that it's not just what's showing up in the reading, it's what's absent from
mm-hmm.
the card.
Right.
That gives us clues going on with things. Absolutely. Oh, my God. Well, God, this went long. But, of course, we had a long topic.
We sure did.
Yeah.
But it was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of great information
yeah.
in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to take one more call before we go off the air, or what do you think? We might have time to do a real quick one.
Yeah, why not? We can do one call. If you could do a quick call, that'd be great.
Okay, it has to be super, super quick. Okay, we're going to get right to the question. Area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I can't believe you don't have my phone number memorized. This is Char Char.
Oh, my God. It's Char Char.
Hey.
I was hoping you were going to call in. Well, it's been so long, Charlotte, that I forgot phone number.
Uh-oh.
Well.
I used to have it memorized.
I have been missing you guys so much, but, like, when I think about the show, it's, like, you either, like, an hour before it starts, and I think, okay, I got to remember to tune in an hour, and then I completely forget, or by the time I think about it, the show is like, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so. But I caught
yeah.
it today. It's a fabulous show. So much good information, and
did you
so
learn
good.
A lot?
I did, and you and I will probably... I'll probably be private messaging you about
okay.
some questions.
I know in the chat room you said you like Udemy. You love Udemy.
Oh, I do. And Udemy was my first plunge into being a card reader. That's where I took my first class was from Udemy. And then I saw all the other great stuff that's on there. So I've taken drawing classes and signed up for NLP and EFT and pendulum.
That reminds me, Charlotte, I completely forgot to also mention Dr. Rose YouTube for free. You can go on and you can learn a lot of NLP techniques.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just type in, you know, what it is you're trying to do with the client and NLP. And, you know, techniques will come up. You can even see demonstrations of hypnosis and, you know, how to put someone in trance. And lots of EFT. I mean, you can learn how to do EFT off of YouTube alone, you know. Not so much life coaching. I mean, there's a lot of life coaching on there, but how to actually find the good video. Maybe that's what I needed to do it for the show. If I had had more time, I would have curate it, you know, a list of here, go watch all this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Rose, what came to mind as we've been going through the show here is you know what we really need? We need to do our own life coaching course. We need to do a course. Oh, and by the way, the nice Australian accented announcer lady just popped in my ear and said, you have 90 seconds of live streaming left. So we're about to go off the air. If you're listening live right now, if you're listening archive, you'll still hear this. But if you're listening live, I want to say goodbye to all of our listeners and callers. We don't have a show without you. Thanks for being here every week. And if this stops streaming or it's going to about to stop streaming, you know, listen to the 60 seconds. Listen to the rest in archive, and Rose and I will see you next week. Absolutely. So, yeah, what I was saying was we need to do our own life coaching course where we, instead of all these different courses and different things, you know, sure, you can go more in depth into the different topics. Like an NLP course, a hypnosis course, an EFT course, a tarot course, a numerology course, a life coaching course. But do a life coaching course that is a spiritual life coaching or a tarot life coaching or intuitive life coaching, something like that. And the majority of it is the life coaching process, but then we give them the NLP techniques. the EFT, how to incorporate tarot, you know, when you pull the cards and you know, what, you know, how that can help in the life coaching process, you know, and so forth. It put together an intuitive life coaching course. I think that would be great.
That would be, I'm not Dr. Rose, but you know me, I always have an opinion. But that would be so cool to have a comprehensive, you know, kind of all inclusive, how everything ties together, you know, intuitive life coaching class, and pulling on all the expertise that you have there at Psychic Talk. I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
I agree. We had to start talking about that. Start building that.
Absolutely. We can collaborate, Dr. Rose. Oh, and by the way, Charlotte, you know, that's why I told Charlotte that she makes such a great radio host, because she always has an opinion on everything.
Where are you, Charlotte?
I know. Well, I don't know. Someday I'm going to be back, because I feel like I belong here. I mean, I love all of you guys. And the funny thing is that I was actually PMing with Sharona as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah, while the show was going on.
Well, let me tell you guys this real quick, is that your voice, Charlotte, and Sharona does it to me too. You know, I a smile comes on my face when I hear either one of you. And so even when you way, way back when you were, you know, just a listener and you would call in frequently, you know, or even when you were just typing me in text during a radio show, I could hear your voice saying those words, you know, and I just love you have a good voice for radio, because it's, you know, it's distinctive, you know, and I don't know, I just get a cheerful vibe. I don't know about you, Rose.
Well,
I agree.
I was just thinking of that about you guys too. Synchronicity. But really, when I tuned in, I heard you both talking and bouncing stuff off of each other, and I went, "Oh, this makes me so happy." Why have I missed so many shows? And I feel so good to be back. So.
Well.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because Rose was dragged kicking and screaming into doing radio by her former co-host. And I think that we sound better on air together than your old show. But that's just my opinion.
You were on with I can't remember her name. And then the gal from Canada, right? Was it the three of you that were?
Canada. Oh, we had a couple of shows where we had three people. There were three of us. Remember that?
That was Tuesday.
We had a couple of. Yeah.
It was two hosts from Canada and Rose Fullhorst.
Dax and Dr. Rose is a good combo. And
We were able to do the title that way because, you know, we had other people on the show with us, but when it got whittled down to it was just me and Rose on, it's like, hey, we could do The Doctors Are In. I just thought that was cute. Yeah. So it worked out really, really good, I think. What have you been up to, Charlotte?
Oops,
you've been locked down. You've been okay. During all this health crisis, what's been going on?
Oh, yeah, my four dogs have had some health problems, and so I lost a couple of them just last month, actually. The one that barked all the time, actually.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and the ostrich and the llama and, like, I mean, you know, whatever thousands of animals she had.
The peacock disappeared about a month ago, too. I don't know if the fox got him or what, but
oh, my
goodness. No,
they're all going away so that you can do radio again in silence.
No way, because now I've got magpies that have made a nest in the trees right next to my house, and they are noisy. I was like, oh man, Dax is gonna.
Where's the BB gun?
Is gonna pick me up. He's gonna give me a talking to because the magpies are too noisy. But they've kind of shut up for a minute or moved further down, you know, further away from the window that I'm at. But but you know, as far as health wise, you know, I live in a rural area, and in the, you know, even to date, you know, for the county, the whole county, we've had only 17 cases. And some of those were sent. And, you know, they're mostly from people going out to the big city and then bringing it back. But I, you know, because of where I live, social distancing really isn't an issue.
Oh.
You know, and you pick your times and you go to the store when, you know, everybody's not hauling their kids around, which they've had to do because they, you know, haven't been in school. And so you go early in the morning or late at night and, you know, get away from the crowds at that time. And so really, other than that, and, you know, the thing that's been really hard, though, was, you know, how hard it's been. You know, you feel the collective hardship. I mean, at least I have. And now with George Floyd and all the protests and riots that are going on with that, and, you know, you feel that collective heartache.
At least
I do. And that's been the hardest thing for me, is just dealing with the collective sadness. And not knowing what to do other than sending, trying to remember daily to send love. You know, I picture my, you know, just.
Actually, I'm getting that feeling from the card that I just drew for you. I got the Seven of Pentacles. But I'll talk to you off air about that, because we're way past the end of the show. We got to get off here. It was so great. We just turned into.
To a chat, into a friend's chat while people listen.
That's right.
I know. And trust me, there are people out there that don't mind, that are in our audience, that love listening to little chats and stuff like that too, yeah. But we will continue off air.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I did get the Seven of Pentacles for you, and we're going to talk about that. And I'll chat with you off air. And I know Dr. Rose has to go, and I feel bad. Sorry, Dr. Rose, didn't need to go, like, you know.
2.5 hours on the air. But anyway.
That's okay. It's fine.
Well, you know,
it's enjoyable.
Well, the funny thing is our shows, I've been trying to cut back, but they've been getting longer and longer the more I try to cut back. And then the other thing is I keep thinking of the commercial talk radio shows, you know, like, oh, I don't know, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, whatever. Yeah, they're on 3-4 hours solid.
Yes.
You know, I mean, so it's like, oh, maybe the universe is telling us we should be on here 4 hours all day long, every day. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in case you don't have enough to do, let's add 4 hours of radio show every day.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do is I'll come on. And then, Charlotte, you come on and talk with me for an hour. And then at the top of the hour, you go off, and Dr. Rose will come on for an hour. And then Mary can come on for an hour. And, you know, we'll each do an hour, but I'll be there the whole 4 hours chit-chatting with y'all.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's
and doing readings for
something
people.
Like that. That's a lot of sitting.
Yeah,
and
that's
doing
a lot
readings
of
for people,
sitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
well,
a lot of time
I'm
to think, be tuned
I'm
in.
I'm thinking of starting to do. I'm thinking of starting to do Facebook Lives where I do that, you know, instead of on the air. I'm thinking of, you know, what I'd really like to do is cut back with the shows, make them more informational, and then as far as the readings go, just jump on Facebook Live and just do readings for people.
You will have so many people lined up waiting for readings if you do that. I mean, you will have literally hundreds of viewers as soon as they figure out that you're doing readings for free.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Also, Dax, there I've seen people, readers who have their PayPal account address or Cash App address, and people will send them money, you know, for a fuller reading or whatnot. So it's really interesting. Yeah, there's a lot to do. And there are courses on Udemy about Facebook Live and attracting fans and all that kind of stuff. We have to get together and really come up with a market plan, you know.
We need to brainstorm all of this, you know.
We do. We really do.
And by the way, shameless plug, but you can go over to my page, thetarotguild.com/Dax. Yeah, I've got my readings on sale for 25% off during our sizzling summer sale. You can do 20 minutes for $35. You can do 30 minutes for $45. 40 minutes for $60, and that's 25% off my normal
date. And that's you know what? That is a smoking deal. That is a smoking.
Isn't that a smoking deal?
It
really is. I mean, considering the quality reading that you're going to get, all the other things that you incorporate with just a tarot, not, I shouldn't say just a tarot reading, but because I know most people that provide as many different, you know, incorporate, you know, so it's a well-rounded reading. You're going to pay $200 for something like that for an hour. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like my hypnosis and life coaching sessions for people that have phobias, habits, want to quit smoking, weight loss, eliminating stress, PTSD, all that kind of thing. They're $197. Now on the Tarot Guild site though, I give them $100 off. I only charge $97, but I also have those on sale during this. So you can get a life coaching session for $72.75. I mean, that is dirt cheap, you know, hypnosis, NLP, life coaching. Yep. Go over there, folks, thetarotguild.com/Dax. If you want a private session, private reading or a life coaching session, hypnosis. Well, you got to get going. Let's get off here. And that way I can talk to you on Facebook. And Rose, we got to get on a call and brainstorm.
We do. Let's do that this weekend and start building that, because we talk about it, but we haven't gotten to running with it.
I know.
Let's run with it.
Yeah. All righty, everybody. Thanks for being here. And I'm gonna say goodbye, Dr. Rose. Goodbye, Charlotte.
Bye, Dax.
Bye, Char. See you, Dr.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.